Okay, let's Bez Hashem Blineder, let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is Psachim, daf Yud. Today's learning is dedicated to Leil Nishmas Avi Moi Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We will pick it up from the top of daf Yud. Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz on the third line. Let's say you have one pile of chametz. Basically, the Gemara has been going through various cases and scenarios of chametz and explaining how they are connected to other machloks and by other areas of halacha. Let's say you have one pile of chametz and you have two checked homes in front of you. V'asa achbar v'shakel. And a mouse comes and takes a piece of bread from the chametz. V'lo yadina ilahai ol ilahai lol. We don't know. Did he go into the house on the right or did he go into the house on the left? But you know he went into one of them. Hainu shnei shvilin. This is the same case as we have elsewhere about two pathways of tuma. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Taharos. Shnei shvilin, if you have two roads. Echad tamei ve'echad tahar. One of them has a dead body buried underneath it, and one of them does not. V'halach ve'echad mehen. And one person went on one of the roads of asa taharas, and then he touched tahar things. V'bach aver v'halach b'sheni. And then his friend came and went on the second road v'asa taharas. He also touched tahar things. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yehuda Paskins as follows: Im nishalu zebifnei atzmo v'zebifnei atzmo. If each guy went to the rabbi by themselves to ask what the halacha is the stuff that they touched, the taharos that they touched, does it become tamei? Tahor and shneim. If they ask the question by themselves, they're both tahar. Why? Because these two paths are in Rishus HaRabim. We have a general rule when it comes to tumah v'tahara. Safek tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, sfeiko tahar. If you have a safek tumah in Rishus HaRabim, even though you'd usually have the rule Safik Daraisa L'chumra, when it comes to Tumah, we say Sveiko Tahar. Now, Tosfos in the Yermaska Halach asks, why did we ask the question about stuff that they touched? Why don't you ask them about the people themselves? So he says, even though the people themselves are Becheskas Tahorim, however, we would require the people themselves to go to a mikvah because there's no harm anyway. Let them go to the mikveh anyway. There's no big deal. But the food, we need a psak because you can't just dip the food in the mikveh. Let's continue. But bevas achas, if they go both ask the rabbi at the same time, then tamei, and the rabbi's going to have to say they're both tamei because one of them is for sure tamei, and therefore when they come to ask together, you can't paskin both of them tar, so therefore we have to say they're both suffic tam. Rabbi Yossi Omer Benkachu Benkach. Rabbi Yossi says whether they asked at the same time or they asked at different times, either way, tamein, they're both tamei. And the Gemara is now going to explain why. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, v'item Rabbi Yochanan. Rava said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Bevas achas divrei kol tamein. If they came to ask at the same time, both opinions, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that they're both tamei. If they come one after another, they both agree that they're both tar. They only argue if one guy comes to ask about him and his friend. Rabbi Yossi midamile lebasachas. Rabbi Yossi says if one guy came to ask about him and his friend at the same time, that's like they both came at the same time, and therefore they're both tamei. Rabbi Yehuda medamele lezachazer. Rabbi Yehuda says since there's only one person asking the question, even though he's asking for him and his friend, nevertheless, this is comparable to the case of zachazer, and therefore they're both going to be tahar. The same thing, and the Gemara means to explain here, the same thing would apply by chametz. We had one pile of chametz, and the mouse came and took it into one house or the other. We don't know which one. So if each owner of the home came separately to ask about the house, so then I'm recording. If both of them came to ask separately about the house, so then each house is going to not require bedika. But if both homeowners came to ask together, then they're both going to require, bedika. That's a suffix derabanan by bedikas chametz. If they both come together at the same time, we're going to have to be strict, just like the case of tuma. If they both come at the same time, one of them is for sure tame, so it's not a suffix anymore. One of them is for sure tame, so therefore we have to paskin the lechumra. Next case, suffix all, suffix lo all. If we saw a mouse take chametz from the chatzer, and we're not sure if he went into the house or he didn't go into the house, hainu bika. That's comparable to a different case, the case of the fields. Will be plugged to the Rebbe Elazar Rabbanan. This is machlokes Rebbe Elazar Rabbanan. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Taharos. Hanichnas lebika. If a person walks into a area of many fields, bimos hakshamim, in the rainy season, so the fields are filled with growth, so it's considered to be Rishus Hayachid. People, the Rabbim, can't get there. V'tuma b'sade plonis, and there's tuma in one of the fields. We don't know which one. V'amar echad, one person said, halachti b'makam alaz, I walked into this area. V'ein yodeim nechnasti b'osa sade. I don't know, we do know which field is the tummy field, but the guy says, I walked into one of the fields. I'm not sure which field I walked into. Did I walk into the tummy field or not? Vimlonich Nasir, Belezer Mitayr, Belez says he's Tar Vachachamim Mitamim. And the Chachamim say he is tummy because it's a Suffolk Tumma, Bishus Hayachid, Sveiko Tummy. So why does Rebelez say Tar? Shahir Rebelez Omer, Suffolk Bia Tar. If we're not sure if he went into the tummy area or not, then even in Rishus Hayachid, we could be lenient because it's a double Suffolk. Number one, did he walk into the tummy field? Number two, even if he walked into the tummy field, did he go on the tummy area in the tummy field? Suffolk, Shahir Lozomer, Suffolk Bia Tahar, Suffolk Maga Tuma Tame. So if we're not sure if he went in there or not, it's a Svek Sveka, therefore he's Tahar. But if we know he went into the field, we're just only not sure of one Suffolk, we don't know whether he went to the tummy part of the field or not, then he's Tame. So this is the same case as the case of the mouse. If we're not sure if he took the chametz into the house or not, so if it's a suffix, if we don't know if he went in, so then it's a double suffix. So if we're not sure, if we're not sure that the mouse actually took the chametz into the house or not, so then it's a double suffix. Did he go in or did not? And even if he went in, did he leave chametz there? And even the Chachamim will hold that a suffix, whether he went in or Rishus Hayachid is tummy, will agree by chametz, because the Chiv D'ir Chassam is only the Rabbanan, and therefore we can be lenient and we say maybe he didn't go into the house. Now, all Ubadak, if the mouse went into the house, and the Baal Habayis checks the house, v'lo ashkach, so we saw the mouse going into the house with the chametz, and after the mouse went in there, we go in and check, and we don't find any chametz. Plug to the Rab Meir Rabbanan. There's a third case. This is a machlokas Rab Meir Rabbanan by a whole different story. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Nida. Ha'yir Rab Meir Om, kol davar shebecheskas tuma. Anything that we assume there's tuma there, like a big pile of stones that you know there's a kizayis mi besar hameis underneath it. La olam hu b'tumasach yivad al chatuma hechanu. You always have to assume it's tuma until you know where the tuma is. And therefore, somebody who would walk over that pile of stones would be tame. Chachamim omrim bodekat shemagil aselo lekarga basula. Chachamim say, no, check the pile of stones until you get to the bottom of it. You get to the ground or you get the stone. And if you didn't find it, you could assume the tuma left there. And the place is now considered to be tar. So this is the same case as the chametz that the mouse brought into the house, but you couldn't find it. So if you can't find it, you check the whole house, so it's mutter. And even Rav Meir, who says that normally we don't rely on checking it, he will agree by chametz, which is only midrabanan. So says Rashi, that if you didn't find it by bedika, that's good enough. We assume the mouse must have eaten it. Case number 4 of today. How much do you have to check? All if the mouse goes into the house with the chametz in his mouth. Ubadak v'ashkach. And he found a piece of chametz. But he doesn't know if is this the same piece that the mouse brought in or not. Machlokas number 4. Plug to the Rebbe of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. This is the machlokas of Rebbe and Rashbag. Desani with the brisa. Sada sheneva bakever. Let's say you have a field and you know there's a grave somewhere in the field. You don't know where it is. Hanichnas lesocha tame. A person who goes into the field, safek tuma. Maybe he walked over the dead body. So he's tame. Misafek. However, nimtza bakever, if you find the grave, hanichnas lesocha tar. Person who walks into it, but he doesn't go in that area, he's going to be tar. Shani Omer, kever shavad, hu kever shenimtza. We assume that we know there was a kever, we found one kever, we assume that's the kever. And Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. We assume the kever that was found, that's the kever. If a guy walks somewhere else, he's going to be tar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, tibade kala sota kula. No, you have to check the whole rest of the field. Just because you found one kever doesn't mean that's the kever that was lost. Maybe that's a different kever. Maybe there's another kever there also. You have to check the whole thing. And the same thing will apply to chametz. That according to Rebbe, once you find chametz, you assume that's the chametz that the mouse brought in. You don't have to go check the whole rest of the house. According to Shimon Gamliel, just because you found one piece of chametz, maybe that's not the piece that the mouse brought in. You have to continue to check the whole house to make sure there's no other chametz. Maybe the chametz that you found was a different chametz, so you have to check the whole rest of it. Case number 5 of today. What? Okay, hiniach teisha. Let's say the guy puts down 9 pieces of chametz, and when he's checking, umatza eser. Oh my gosh, he found 10. Plugta de Rebbe v'Rabbanan. So this is a 5th machlokas, Rebbe Rabbanan. Whole different case. The Sanya. Hiniach money. Let's say a guy places 100 zuz of ma'isa sheni money, umatza masayim. In the place that he put 100, he finds 200. Chulnu ma'isa sheni raven zebizan. So you assume some of it is ma'isa and some of it's chulun de Rebbe. The Chacham Ram HaKol Chulun. The Chacham say no. All 200 of this is Chulun. Because since it's a different amount, so we say that the first mana is gone, and this is a different 200, which we have a right to assume is Chulun. So the same thing would apply by Chametz. That according to Rebbe, if you placed 9 and now you found 10, it's a different Chametz. According to Rebbe, it's the same Chametz. Right? Just like Rebbe said, if you find 200, so you assume 100 is Ma'aser, 100 is Chulun. So to Rebbe says, you find 10, so 9 is the original, and you added one more. So you don't got to check anything else. According to Chachamim, no. Maybe the first 9 are somewhere else, and these 10 are a different 10. And therefore, you got to go check the house for the other 9. Case number 6. What about Hiniach Eser? You put 10 pieces of Chametz with Matzah Teisha, you found 9. Hainu Seifa, that's the end of the Earl of the Brisa, the Sanya. Hinech Masayim u'matza mana. Let's say you put 200 zuz of ma'aser sheni, and now you found 100. So Rebbe holds mana munach u'mana mutal. Must be you have 100 of the original 200, so you consider it ma'aser. Devi Rebbe, kol chulin. The whole 100 is 100 is chulin. You assume it's a whole different 100. You don't assume it's half of the original money. You assume the original 200 is gone, and this is a separate 100, and this is chulin. And the same thing would apply by the chametz. That according to Rebbe, if you started with 10, now you have 9. We assume these are 9 of the original 10. And you only have to check for one more piece. Once you find the 10th, you're done. But Chachamim say no. Maybe it's 9 different ones. Therefore, you got to continue to check until you find all 10 pieces that you placed originally. Because we assume maybe this 9 is a different 9, so you got to go keep looking until you find all 10. Case number 7 of the day. Hiniach bezavas zu. Let's say you placed chametz in one corner of the house. Umatza bezavas acheres, and you found the chametz in a different corner of the house. Plukta de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanan. This is another machlokes of Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanan. The Sani Linton of Braisa. Kardum shavad babayis. Let's say you lost an axe in the house. You used to have an axe in the house. Now it's lost. Habayis tummy. Every vessel in the house is now tummy. Shani yom adum tummy nichnas l'sham unutalo. Maybe a tummy person came into the house, took the axe, and also touched every other kli in the house. That's the opinion of Chachamim. Shim Gamliel Omer, no. Habayis tar, what are you talking about? The house is tar. Shani Omer, hishilo la'acha v'shachach. You lent the axe to somebody else, you just forgot. Or is it kardam, yeah. Or a shovel, I think it's an axe. Hishilo la'acha v'shachach. O shenat lo mizav v'zuv v'neach mizav v'zacheres v'shachach. Or you moved it from one corner to the other corner, and you forgot about it. Says the Gemara, who's talking about a corner here? Zavis mandachashmei, who's talking about a corner in the case of the axe? Says the Gemara, chesur mextra. There's words missing in this brisa. Bachdan, this is what it means to say. Kardom sh'avadabayis. If you lost an axe, habayis tamei. The whole house is tamei shani. Omer adam tamei nichlan s'shamonu talo. A tamei person came in there and took it and touched every kli in the house. O shehinicho b'zavazum and b'zavazacheres. Or if you placed the axe in one corner, then you found it in a different corner. Habayis tamei. Also, the whole house is tamei shani. Omer adam tamei nichlan s'shamonu talo b'zavazum b'hinicho b'zavazacheres. We say that a tamei person came into the house, took the axe from one corner, and placed it in the other corner. And while he did that, he touched every other kli in the house. That's chachamim. Rav Shem Gamli Omer, what are you talking about? Habayis tar, the house is tar. Shani Omer, hishilo la'achir v'shachach. Maybe you lent the axe to somebody else and you forgot that you lent it. No tamei person came in. Ocean, netalo, mizav v'zuv, nech mizav v'zuv v'shachach. You actually moved the axe from one corner of the house and placed it in the other corner and you forgot about it. And the same thing will apply if you put chametz in one corner and you found it in a different corner. According to Chachamim, we're afraid maybe a mouse came and moved it from one to the other. And once there's a mouse there, so we're afraid maybe he brought in other chametz. So you got to check the whole house. It's not the same chametz. However, according to Shimon Gamliel, no, we don't assume a mouse came. We assume maybe you moved the chametz to one corner to the other and this is the same chametz. You forgot you moved it. The same chametz, so you don't have to go check the whole house again. Case number 8. Amarava. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. You see a mouse going into the house and he has bread in his mouth. V'nichnas achrav, and you ran in after it. And when you got there, u'matza piruin, you saw crumbs. Tzarech b'dika. You have to check the whole house. V'beishein dakash l'achbar l'far, because it is not the way of a mouse to leave crumbs. It's going to eat it all up. V'amar Rava. Rava further said, halacha number 10 on the day. Or maybe 9. I already lost count. Maybe it's 9. V'amar Rava. Tinok nichnas v'kikar v'yadu. The baby goes in with a piece of bread. V'nichnas achor matzah pirun. And then the person runs in and sees crumbs. Ein tzarech b'dik. You don't have to check the rest. That's nishdak shatinuk lafar. Because it is the way of a tinok to make crumbs. So you don't have to check the rest of the house. However, Tosas points out in Dibra Maschil, Mipnei, Tosas says, that's talking about a case where the amount of crumbs was the same amount as the original loaf. And even Karm Shim Gamliel, who said you have to check the whole field, here we have a clear indication that the crumbs came from this loaf of bread because you ran in right away. So says Tosas. Case number 10 on the day. Bayi Rava. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Your mouse goes into the house and he's holding a loaf of bread. V'achbar yotze v'kikar b'fiv. And a mouse comes out holding a loaf of bread. Mahu. Mi'amrin hainu haida av, hainu haida nafik. It's the same mouse, so you don't have to check. Odil ma'achmin is a different mouse. Im tim t'alorma case number 12 on the day. Hainu. Hi, Daal, hi, no, hi, denuff. And if you want to say that in this case, you assume it's the same mouse. Achbar lava nichnas v'kika b'fiv. Achbar shacha yotze v'kika b'fiv. What about if a white mouse goes in with a loaf of bread in its mouth and a black mouse comes out? Ma, what's the din? Hi, vadech, we knew it's a different mouse. Therefore, you got to go check the house. Odoma, armuye armimine. Maybe the white mouse threw the loaf and the black mouse picked it up. Some say arme means through, as in sus v'rochvo rama vayom. Some say it means he took it, that the black mouse took it away from the white mouse. V'im timzal machbar mlo shakli me'adadi. And if you want to say that, no, mice don't take stuff from each other. Achbar nechnas v'kikar b'fiv. One mouse goes in and he's holding bread in his mouth. V'chul deyotze v'kikar b'fia. And a weasel comes out holding a loaf of bread. Mau. Is it the same loaf? Chul devale me'achbar shakalti. The weasel grabbed it away from the mouse. Oh, so you don't have to check. Odoma achrinahu. No, this is a different loaf of bread. Because had he grabbed it from the mouse, you would have also found the mouse in the mouth of the weasel. The weasel would have eaten the mouse. He would have had the mouse and the loaf of bread in its mouth. Case number 14 on the day. Vimtim Talomar. And if you want to say that had the weasel taken this loaf of bread from the mouse, he would have had the mouse in his mouth as well. What about if you have a mouse that went in, case 15 on the day, a mouse that went in holding a loaf, and a weasel comes out holding the loaf and a mouse in its mouth. Mahu, what's the din? Here, clearly, it's the same loaf, so you don't have to go check the house. If it was the same mouse with the loaf, kikar b'fi achbar mishtakach. You would have found the mouse, the loaf inside the mouse, and still inside the mouth of the mouse, while the mouse is inside the mouth of the weasel. Odil manam should be asusu denafu shkalte. Maybe when the mouse saw the weasel, the mouse got scared, dropped the loaf, and that's why the weasel picked up the loaf of the mouse. But there really is no more loaf in the case. Says the Gemara, teku, all these questions are left stand, and we don't have the answer. And the Ravid writes, "Mi safik in tzarach bedika," because the whole chiv is bedika derabbanan. So since the Gemara leaves with the teku, we're lenient. But you got to do bittul midaraisa. However, the Rambam is famous for always passing like imtim tzalomars. So the Rambam passes like imtim tzalomars. So therefore, by the case of the mouse that goes in and the mouse that goes out, he says you don't need a check. And by the case of the black mouse that went in and the white one that went out, and the mouse that went in and the weasel that came out, he says you do have to check. Okay. Case number 16, I think, on the day. Bari Rava, Kikar B'Shmei Korah. What about if there's a loaf of bread on the beam under the roof, all the way up? Tzarech Sulam Lohida O Ein Tzarech. Do you have to get a ladder and get rid of the chametz that's up there, or do you not need it? What are the two sides of the issue? Me, I'm reading Kuli Halo Achuchur Rabbana. The rabbis didn't make you go up there. It's not going to fall down on Pesach by itself. You're not going to come to eat it. Oh, this is Tosis's raya that the whole reason for B'dikas Chametz is we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. Because here, since it's not going to fall down, you're not going to come to eat it. This is against Rashi. However, the Marashal says, no, even Rashi agrees to the reason of Tosis. No, maybe we're worried. Maybe it's going to fall down. You're going to come to eat it. Even if you say maybe it'll fall down, you're going to come to eat it. Case number 17 or 18. Kikar babor. Tzarech sulam la'alos o'ein tzarech. What about if the loaf of bread fell down into a pit? Do you have to get a ladder to go bring it out of the pit? Or do you not have to bring it out of the pit? Hachavadi delo avida desalka minafsha. Here, certainly, it's not going to fall out of the pit on its own, so maybe you don't have to go get it. You're not going to come to eat it. You may have to go down to the pit to do something, and you're going to come to eat it. Case number 19. Maybe you're going to go down into the pit because you have to go do some work there, and you come to eat it. What about if you have your pet snake is holding a loaf of bread in its mouth? Tzarech chaver. Do we need a soothsayer, like one of these snake controllers, lahotzi, to get it out of the mouth? Oh, ein tzarech. Or do you not have to hire this snake guy to get rid of it? Begufei hachukur rabbanan, only chametz that's on your body, you got to get rid of it. Meaning chametz that you can get rid of. B'mamoni lo hachukur rabbanan, but you don't have to pay somebody to get the chametz out of the snake's mouth. Or demo lo shnam, maybe there's no difference. Says the Gemara, teku. Let it stand. The Rambam paskins by the case in the ceiling. You have to get rid of it. And by the case in the pit or in the mouth of the snake, he says, you don't got to get rid of it. The Magid Mishnah writes, the Ram Pas, like Imtim Salomar, and he's Machmer in the first suffix. I guess he didn't have the words Imtim Salomar in the second one. So says the Magid Mishnah. Okay. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botkin or Arba Asa Uv Arba Asa Shachris Uvishas Abir. We check for Chametz on the night of the 14th and the 14th of the morning and right before the Zman HaIsur, the sixth hour. At this point, we think Rabbi says you check all three times. V'chachamam lo badag or Arba Asa. If you don't check at night, yivdok Barba Asa. They check in the morning. Lo badag Barba Asa. You don't check in the morning, yivdok besoch hamoid. You check in the sixth hour. That's the way Rashi understands. Lo badak besoch hamoed. If you don't check within the sixth hour, yivdok lachar hamoed. Check after the sixth hour, all the way up until yontif, before yontif. But once yontif hits, you don't check. That's the way Rashi learns. Umasha mishayer, this chametz that's left over after the bedika that you want to eat before Pesach, yanichena betzina, put it in a very carefully watched place, kdei shlo yehi tzarech bedika acheres, acherov, so that it doesn't get lost and you're going to have to go check for chametz again. Tosis writes that Rashi explained this way according to his own shita, that the reason for bedikah is to not violate Bar Yabai Matzeh. This is Tosin Zir Maskel V'im, the bottom Tosin, spiritual conscious, B'sha Shishis. The Kasha, the Rehuda Karli Shas HaBir, V'la Mashina Lashona, why they changed to Tzoch HaMoed. El, B'soch HaMoed means from the beginning of the seventh hour and through the entire Pesach, you do the bedikah. And after the Moed means you even check afterwards, that it's not Chametz Sh'Avar Lova Pesach. Rashi didn't want to explain this because Rashi says that the point of Bedikah is to not violate Baal Yeroyah. So, right. Okay, let's see the Gemara. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda. At this point, the Gemara thinks Rabbi Yehuda means you have to check three times. So why do you have to check three times? If Chesed Rabbi Huna Amidam Tavayu, can I get Shalosh Hashbasos? Because the Torah says you got to get rid of the Chametz three times. So you got to check three times. Shabbat Torah. Lo yera lecha chametz, lo yera lecha sa'or. That's one. Shivas yom sa'ol imatzav b'teichem. That's two. Ach, ba yom rishon teshpisam b'teichem. Three. Three times you got to get rid of the chametz, so you got to check three times. Maser Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, kol shalo badak shlosha prakam alal. If you didn't check these three times, shuv eino bodek. If you didn't check once in one of these three times, you don't have to check again. Abba b'mikan ve'elchu depligi. They only argue about if you didn't check these three times. So they're not arguing. They don't hold you got to check all three times. It's only from three times and on that they argue. Says the Gemara. So we have a different version. Marzut Shemasti Hachi. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yudomer. Kol Shelo Badak Ve'echel Mishlo Shepragam Alolo. Anyone who did not check one of these three times. Shuvena Bodak. Amo B'Shuvena Bodak U'Depligi. They're only arguing about checking later. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Rabbi Yehuda Nami Imlo Badakam. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees you only check one time. What he meant to say is, if you don't check at night, you check in the morning. If you don't check in the morning, you check before the Zman HaBir. What are they arguing about? Mar Sava Mekami Yisura In. You only check before the Zman Isser. Basar Yisura Lo. But within the Zman Isser, you don't check. Gezer Dilma Asi Lemechel Mine. Because we're afraid if we let you check during this Zman Isser, maybe while you're checking, if you find something, you can come to eat it. Rabbanan Tzavei Lo Garzi, you know, Rabbanan say, we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that. We have you check even after Chatzos, even after the Zman Isser, we're not worried you're going to come to eat it. Because we want to make sure you're not going to violate Baal Yeroyah Baal Yematzeh, and you're not going to have any Chametz around, so you check even later. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here, and I hope to see you again. Bez Hashem, we'll be able to have the shiur Wednesday morning at 7:05. Everyone should have a wonderful day.